The more than 1,000 people who attended the Walker Stands With Us rally did not see Governor Walker. Organizers say he was out of town. Instead, Walker's spouse, Tonette, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and more than a dozen other GOP office holders, past and present candidates, and college and high school students took the stage. Clayfish signaled that one recall theme will be the Walker-approved collective bargaining crackdown helped local governments hold the line on property taxes.
If you are here today, it is because you believe that after 5 years of property tax increases, you appreciate the fact that your property taxes lurch to a halt.
Other themes mentioned at the rally included allegations that public employees and unions are selfish and that Walker led the way for concealed carry of handguns and a voter ID bill. Audience member Robert Amstead is a small business owner in Sussex. He also says the governor has improved the state's business climate.
He's created the attitude that the small business owner has a chance, and I think that's going to create a lot of jobs.
Some of the people at a smaller counter-demonstration on Saturday questioned the business climate issue, given last week's announced job losses in Wisconsin. Beloit steelworker Don Collins put it this way.
Where are the jobs? Where are the jobs?
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.